Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Podcast Network Asia.
I've had good relationships. I've had like fruitful and nurturing relationships. That is my standard. Like, this is what love is supposed to be. It's supposed to be like easy and not like torturous.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hey there, beautiful. Welcome back to Project Loving Myself, where we explore conversations about self-love, relationships, and yes, even manifesting your soulmate. Today, we're throwing it back to a pivotal moment from season one. An episode that not only touched the hearts of many, but also sparked a journey of transformation for countless listeners. This might have been the episode that brought you into my world. And if so, I want to acknowledge you and thank you for staying with me on this Project Loving Myself journey. This episode holds a special place in my heart because it's not just about a love story. It's about finding purpose and igniting a mission. You see, it all started with a spontaneous soulmate manifestation that I did for the incredible Elena Darna that set off a chain of events that would forever alter the course of her love life. Fast forward a few months and bam, Ellen crosses paths with Derek Ramsey, setting off a whirlwind romance that leads to an engagement and the promise of forever. But this episode isn't just about their fairy tale love story that continues to inspire us all. It's also about the journey it inspired within me. You see, after that episode, something shifted deep within my soul. Ellen's love story and my destiny became forever intertwined in the aftermath of that episode. It was like a light bulb moment, illuminating my purpose and igniting a fire within me to help women break free from the cycle of toxic relationships and self-doubt, a cycle that I was stuck in myself for over a decade before I manifested my partner. My episode with Ellen made me realize that I wasn't just here to talk about love. I was here to guide women on their journey to finding it, authentically and unapologetically. Just as Ellen found her soulmate, I discovered my purpose, my mission to help single women break free from the frustration of chasing after love and instead attract it effortlessly into their lives so they could go from single to in a relationship for life. For over 15 years, I've been working with women one-on-one on their relationship and self-love challenges, witnessing countless soulmate manifestations as a result of inner work and healing. I've proved over and over again that doing the inner work, learning to love yourself, and healing your past is going to lead you to finding the kind of love that lasts forever. The kind of love where you are cherished like you deserve to be. The kind of love that I'm blessed to have in my life, like Ellen and Derek do too. But it wasn't until the outpouring of messages from listeners like you, sharing your own struggles and yearnings for love, that I fully grasped the impact of what I do. Your stories inspired me to create my Soulmate Magnet program, an 8-week program designed for single women who might be successful at work or other aspects of their lives, but frustrated, maybe even disappointed with love. By applying the 3 steps of my signature system, you become the kind of woman who doesn't just attract what she wants, but also her soulmate. Since its launch in May 2023, the Soulmate Magnet program has been the beacon of hope for women ready to rewrite their love story. It's been nothing short of magical to witness these incredible women step into their power, reclaim their worth, and magnetize their soulmate into their lives. So today, in celebration of this accomplishment, this journey, and in gratitude to Elena Darna for allowing me to be part of hers, I invite you to relive the magic of Ellen's soulmate manifestation journey, revisiting the episode where it all began. Let's honor the magic of manifestation, the power of love, and the beauty of believing in our own worthiness. Now, as you listen to this throwback episode, may this be the reminder you need that finding your soulmate is not just an urban myth, but a tangible reality waiting to be claimed. Get ready to be inspired, uplifted, and reminded that true love is not just a dream, it's within your reach. You are loved, always and forever.
Ellen, you went through a really dark period. You came out of it just in time to go through a pandemic with a much better point of view and mindset. You then, you know, you figured out how to combine your exercise with a powerful message or advocacy. So a lot of things have been kind of looking up for you now. So putting things in perspective, looking at everything you've been through, what were the biggest lessons you've learned?
Is that everything is just passing. And that is the biggest lesson I've learned. Because I really thought that I was going to be stuck in that state forever. And yeah, through that training that I did also, because that was like an intense 2 weeks of just letting everything pass. So yeah, that is my biggest lesson, that everything just passes. And to embrace the dark as much as you embrace the light.
Wow.
It's in the dark that you really, that you get polished, but you learn. So there.
I love that. It's in the dark that you learn, that you get polished. And I also like that you said you have to embrace the dark as much as you embrace the light.
Yeah.
That's so true. Wow. It really does feel like you've come out, you know, like a diamond, you know, like sparkling like a diamond from a dark place. Amazing.
I'm just happy. I'm just really happy I'm out of it. I don't want to go back into that. But I am sure now that I will not, because I will not allow myself to fall into that again.
What will you do, Ellen? Like, what did you learn that you're now applying to your life to make sure you will never get there again?
I just have to maintain that balance. I have to meet my goals for my mind. If I have goals and I have to reach it. And if I don't, I punish myself. So with the program also, it's a reward and punishment system. But the body, like, let's say I'm going to cleanse for 1 week. And if I'm not able to do that cleanse, I punish myself with something like do 1,000 squats, something like that.
So it's not it's not a bad punishment. It's like something that you have to kind of do to compensate, like, which is still good for you.
Really have to, it's like a good punishment. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what to call it. It's discipline.
Discipline. I would say discipline, because maybe punishment sounds a bit like hard on you, you know? But I think like at the end of the day, 1,000 squats is amazing for your butt, right? I mean, that's so good for you.
So it really just boils down to discipline. Like maintaining that balance requires discipline and effort.
Agreed.
So yeah, I was given the tools not to use. So yeah, I just have to work on it well.
Okay. And how do you think now, Ellen, armed with all these new techniques and new ways, right, of handling things in your life, how do you think that's going to change the way you relate in relationships? Because I know you said, you highlighted that your relationships were kind of not working before, right?
This is why I lost my train of thought, because it is a sensitive topic. And right. I don't want people to, you know, pick up some stuff and like twist it. Or that's why I'm very careful about it, about that relationship. Yeah. So I'm sorry again.
So whatever happened in the past, it happened. But now going forward, like, how do you think you will handle relationships? And what are you now looking for? Because you've changed as a person. You're not the person you were before. So the choices you make would be different. How you would handle things, I'm sure, would be different than what it was before. So what does it look like now?
Now, I know that it's going to be different because I am more aware of things. Before, I wasn't. I was very disconnected with myself. I was in denial the whole time. But I think now I am more aware and I have a clearer mind. So meditation really helps too. I meditate every day. So meditation helps me to make better choices.
Amazing.
So yeah. I believe in myself that I am going to make better choices, and I know I will.
I'm sure you will. I mean, that conviction is in your voice. So I believe it. Right? Do you believe, Ellen, in soulmates? Like, what is your idea about like love and soulmates? Is that something you are sort of into? It's a loaded question.
if I found my soul, I think I would have been married. But I do believe in soulmates. It's just that I haven't met the one yet. But I have friends. I've met friends, people like not a romantic partner or something, that I really get to connect. So I consider them soulmates also. But a partner, I haven't yet.
That's true, though. Our soulmates could be our best friends. Our soulmates could be people that really inspire us or people we work with. But there is also that kind of compatible, you know, romantic soulmate as well. What would you say is important to you in a relationship, in a soulmate? What are you looking for?
For me, now it's really having the same core values and respect.
Yeah.
And love can't stand alone. It doesn't work without respect. And it's hard. I mean, like, maybe you can try to make it work even if you guys don't really have the same values, but that's so much hard work. And I don't want to deal with that anymore. So if ever I'm going to find a partner, I'm going to choose wisely. And make sure that we have the same stand on relationships.
It's so interesting, Ellen, that you said that, because again, in a lot of my sessions, in my coaching sessions or healing sessions with people, a lot of people are in relationships that are difficult, like very difficult, but they think it's normal, right?
It's normal for them.
They think it's normal. Like, a lot of people think that relationships are difficult. You know, they grew up watching their parents have difficult relationships.
Well, that is their standard of the relationship.
Correct. They don't know that relationships could be smooth and easy. I think a lot of women in particular don't know that they can actually put themselves first in a relationship, and they could be loved and cherished and respected, that they don't have to be the martyr, right? They don't have to sacrifice for... Yeah. Exactly. The family or the
people. I've had good relationships. I've had like fruitful and nurturing relationships. And that is my standard. Like, this is what love is supposed to be. It's supposed to be like easy and not like torturous. But I've also had like really toxic relationships, and I am very traumatized.
So. Right. So we need to know the difference between what is a good relationship and what is a not so great relationship. And I guess we need to also have the courage and the bravery to leave those not so good relationships before it becomes torturous. And that's something that we learn along the way.
Yeah, but I think most people don't really know or, you know, learn something unless it's gotten really out of hand.
Right.
So I guess that it's also important for them to experience it, to know the difference.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like what you went through, I mean, I'm sure you've learned a lot through your relationships. And now, you know, you're not going to take anything less than that standard of being nurtured and respected and the same values. Like, you don't want it to be difficult because you've been there, right? You know how bad it can be.
Yes.
Right?
Setting standards, limits and boundaries. So
amazing. So I just had this kind of bright idea, and I'm not sure if you're game. So let me know. Would you like me to take you into a soulmate manifestation right now?
Of course. Why not?
It's a Theta healing technique. It's the technique that I use with my clients, and it's really effective. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you to a space where you're going to manifest your soulmate, and you're going to list in your mind the qualities that you want in a partner. Okay. And we're just going to put that out as an invitation to the universe. And then we'll see what's going to happen. What do you think?
Okay.
Should we do it?
Do this in my affirmations, but how is this different from doing affirmations and all this?
So affirmations are great. Everything you're doing is probably really wonderful. But the thing about Theta Healing, and especially the soulmate exercise I'm going to do with you right now, is it's super fast. Okay, like I've worked with people, and usually within 3 months, somebody comes into their life. And a lot of my clients are already married with children to these soulmates. In my story in particular, I went up and did this manifestation in 2010. And I had commitment issues, Ellen. Like I wanted to be with someone, but at the same time, deep down inside, I had a lot of resistance and commitment issues. That's part of the reason why I got into this healing journey, a spiritual journey myself. And so I kind of went up and did this, and I made a list of 50 things that I want in a partner, thinking, you know, the universe is not going to find me someone with all 50 things. Like, what are the chances?
Even the things that sound impossible, you listed
this? I listed it. And like, even things that aren't so important, because, you know, after like 10 things, I ran out of like what else to put on my list. But you're supposed to put as many things as you can. And so I put these 50 things. It sounded impossible to me. But crazily enough, I did this on February 14th. And I met the person who's now my husband on June 14th. So it took a couple of months. And even though I was like completely like deep down inside, afraid of commitment and marriage and, you know, being with someone who would be the one, I was totally afraid of it deep down inside, but I was doing a lot of healing work. And sure enough, the person came, and, you know, I met him for 3 days, and we were engaged 1 month later. So that's how quick it was.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's you really can't tell when you find your soulmate, right?
Seriously. It was like the shortest relationship I've had in my life. And that's the person I ended up marrying. And, you know, we've got 2 kids now. It's been almost 10 years. Never in this 10 years have I ever doubted that this is the person for me.
Oh, okay. I want that. How do I start?
Okay. So all you're going to do is, so you're going to close your eyes for me. Okay. And I'm going to take you in a visualization. All right. Okay. And then I'm going to ask you to repeat a few things in your mind. Okay. And then you're just going to visualize and imagine your soulmate. I'll walk you through everything, and then that's it. So are you ready?
Okay.
All right. So take a deep breath in and relax. Okay. I want you to imagine energy coming up, Ellen, through the bottoms of your feet. It's coming up into your body. So you're just going to visualize it as I talk you through it. So there's energy coming up into your body through each and every one of your chakras, coming out of the top of your head in a beautiful ball of light. I want you to imagine yourself in that ball of light going up, 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 and out into the universe. You're going to go beyond the universe. I want you to imagine that you're going through layers of light. I want you to imagine that you're going through a beautiful golden light. You're going to go up through kind of like a jello-like substance with shapes and colors. It's swirling and you're just going to go right through it. I want you to imagine you're going higher, 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 and you're going to go into this beautiful white light, Ellen. And I want you to just imagine everything around you is beautiful white, white light. There are no people there. It's just energy and it's pure love. And this is sort of the seventh plane. This is the energy of creation. This is the space of creator, of God, of just pure love, pure consciousness. And I want you to take another deep breath in. Okay, now I want you in your mind to repeat after me that creator, you say it silently in your mind, it is commanded that I have in my life a soulmate with these qualities and traits. And you just list them all in your head right now. I'll give you a few minutes. List everything you want, specifically.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And then when you're done, you say that I have my soulmate with all these qualities, my divine, most compatible soulmate with all these qualities in my life right now, in the highest and easiest way. Thank you. It's done, it's done, it's done.
Okay.
Show me. Okay, keep your eyes closed. Ellen, keep your eyes closed. Okay. Now I want you to actually visualize in your mind that you're with this person. You may not see what this person looks like, but I want you to imagine and feel those feelings of being happy, excited. There's so much respect and love. You feel nurtured, cherished. I want you to actually imagine this is there in your life and you're with this amazing person that's perfect for you. And I want you to feel that energy of love. And it's all around you. And it's in you and it's shining from you. I want you to take another deep breath in, keep your eyes closed, and breathe out through your mouth. And I want you to say in your mind, thank you for this. I accept this now. And I want you to open your eyes when you're done. All right. How do you feel?
Great.
So could you visualize yourself with a person like that?
Yes, that is how I imagine myself if I do end up with someone or a boyfriend. Like, that is what I want.
Okay. So that's the thing.
It's, like, it's what you want, but it's not what happens. Like, what's wrong with me?
No. So that's what we did. Okay. We put that call out and, you know, let's see what happens. But the fact that you could visualize yourself in that place shows me that your mind is ready to accept that kind of manifestation into your life, that you're ready for that. So now you just kind of, you know, go on with life and just know that this is coming. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of timing. Cause I think that person's out there and they're just waiting to come in. Okay. So you're going to keep us updated. And if anything happens, I'm going to update all our listeners on the podcast.
All right. I'll let you know for sure. I'll message you. Oh my God, it happened.
Awesome. I can't wait. So, you know, so Ellen, what I did is I took you through the meditation technique, and why it works is because I'm trained to hold this very high brainwave called theta. It's high in terms of it's a very deep brainwave. It's a sleep wave. And it's also a very beautiful brainwave for manifestation. So I was holding it for you, which is why this manifestation could happen. For those who are our listeners out there, you can definitely follow the meditation and go through that. But it's definitely more powerful, and it'll work if you're doing it with a theta healing practitioner. So just a disclaimer, in case anyone's out there and doing it and say, wait a minute, Sanaya, why didn't my soulmate come? Okay.
Yeah.
So you really have to be tuned in with a practitioner for this to actually work. Okay. So Ellen, I got a few more questions that I really want to ask you. Tell me about your thoughts, Ellen, on self-love. I feel like, you know, you're very clear about what you want. And I think you've really learned how important you are and how to prioritize yourself. So tell me your thoughts on self-love, and what would you say to our listeners who are on this journey, just as you have been, you know, to finding themselves and learning to love themselves and, you know, making sure that they respect themselves and they get respect from other people. What would you say to them?
For me, self-love is discipline. Yeah, it requires discipline and effort. Like the real ones, like the higher kind of love.
Tell me more. Like, what do you mean by discipline, Ellen? And by the way, I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you, because I've actually read about that concept. And what I know about, you know, understanding self-love as a form of discipline is it's being kind to yourself and, you know, not just putting whatever you want in your body, right? Not just like being lazy or like, but it's actually being disciplined to do the things that are good for you, like meditation or rituals, correct?
It's discipline and awareness. For me, the number one recipe is really awareness. And I'm happy that through meditations, I get to be more aware of things. Because now that I think I'm more and I'm better at being aware as compared to before, I make better choices for myself. So it's from food, what I do, my decisions. So it really does require discipline, like introspecting, observing yourself, knowing what's important or what's good for you. And I think meditation is the only tool to get to that. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did. And you said something so important, Ellen. You said it's about making good choices, having the discipline to make good choices for you. It's not about just making good choices, but it's good choices that are good for you. I think a lot of us make choices and we consider a lot of other people, but we don't consider ourselves always.
Yeah.
And I think self-love, saying that self-love is about making good choices for yourself, I mean, that's a big statement. That's actually really powerful. So I'm glad you said that, actually. That's a great tip. Amazing. Okay, so if you had to... Okay, Ellen, if you had to share with listeners something like a message of inspiration about getting through those dark times, getting help when you need it, you know, taking things into your own hands as you did, and doing something that's completely out of your comfort zone. I mean, you've actually done quite a bit to get to where you are today. What would you say to our listeners about your journey of well-being to empower them on their own journeys as well? We call this kind of like the Project Loving Myself mantra. So what is your Project Loving Myself mantra that you would share with others?
mantra.
A message or a mantra?
mantra message. So it's a message that's kind of like something that they can use as maybe an affirmation, you know, in their mind, something that they can use to kind of feel inspired and to remember that message.
That you'll get through this. Everything is just passing.
Yeah. I think that's really, you'll be okay. That's really the theme, I think, of today is everything will pass. So they say, right? I think they say in this too shall pass.
This too shall pass.
Shall pass. And I think just having that kind of in your head, this too shall pass.
In the end, everything will be okay. If it's not okay, it's not the end.
Right. If it's not okay, it's not the end.
That was my mantra when I was, I remember my best friend told me that. And it has always been my mantra growing up. In the end, everything is going to be okay. If it's not okay, it's not the end. I remember I would always tell myself that when I was younger, and it really did work. It really does.
Yeah. That's actually a beautiful statement too. I love that. So, wow, Ellen, this has been, I think, a very interesting conversation. First of all, I'm so excited you let me do a soulmate manifestation with you. And I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what happens. I think it brings me so much joy when I see other people in the right relationships, you know, with people that really, really value them. And I think that everyone deserves that. I count my blessings.
I lost hope. Like I'm not interested. Like I don't believe in that anymore. Like I'm really not into relationships. But
yeah. Yeah. I was there before I met my husband, honestly, Ellen, for I think 2 years before that, I was like, I don't want to be in a relationship. It's too much work. You know,
it's very traumatic for you as well.
Yeah, I had a lot of relationships that, you know, maybe I gave a lot in those relationships and I got hurt, but I learned towards the end of it. You know, I learned when I got into healing and spirituality that the problem was never the other person. It was always me.
Yeah.
You know, and I take responsibility and accountability for the choices I made. You know, because those were my choices that ended in not so great experiences. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to choose myself. And I think, you know, I went through the self-love journey. I went through the well-being journey, which is why I'm here today on the podcast. And my podcast is about, you know, just inspiring people and motivating them to realize that, you know, life doesn't have to be status quo. Like life doesn't have to be whatever it is. And then it's never going to get better. You know, it's not like that. We can actually change things. We can ask for more. We deserve what we think we deserve. So if we start to believe that we deserve a lot more, we're going to attract that. We're going to create that. And we're not going to settle for anything less than that.
Yes, it's true.
And also, I went through that and I was feeling hopeless and helpless. Like, oh my God, I'm never going to find that person. And my husband, honestly, he is a gift from the heavens. I mean, I have never met anyone in my life who loves me so completely as he does. Yeah. And you know, like I found him when I was 30, which in my community, 30 is kind of old, you know, but I met my husband. But like 10 years ago, and I'm from a conservative, like Indian community. And usually like women get married and have their children in their early 20s. Right. Yeah. And I was like 30 and I just met him. And then I started my sort of relationship life with him at that age. And honestly, I'd been through a lot of relationships and this relationship with my husband is the easiest. And he is just amazing. So I think when you finally realize how amazing you are and you start to love yourself and value yourself, you'll attract someone who feels the same way about you.
Yeah, I know that. Like at the time, thinking about it now, looking back, my partners, some points like were also like the same as me, so I was attracting what I was.
Right.
there was a time when I was with an okay partner, and there was a time when I wasn't so okay. I wasn't with so okay partner. So it was I know that it's really me, and I have to.
We have to accept that, you know, and you're right. You're right. The truth is we attract exactly the same vibration of a partner. as where we are in our life. So if you're like really going through a lot of challenges and struggles, you're probably going to attract somebody who's going through the same thing. And usually you and your partner, like that's how it is, right?
True, though. This is really true. This is so,
so true. And you'll trigger each other and like exactly what your weaknesses, the partner
and then
will kind of
each other.
Exactly.
It goes into a downward spiral.
Correct. Like, correct. But I think if you're in a place in your life where you really, you know, you really love and accept yourself completely. And that's why I think investing in yourself, investing in self-development, self-improvement, like you went to Bali to kind of, you know, learn to connect with yourself. And
it was,
I think
the best investment I did for myself. Right. Like I would do it again, hopefully not, but
yeah. And I went through the same thing. You know, I went through a couple of years of my life where I really invested in a lot of healing. I was doing healing sessions. I was doing classes, workshops. I was doing meditation. I was really learning and I was becoming a different person. Like how you said you came back a different person. I mean, yeah. I am a completely different person today than I was 10 years ago. 20 years ago, right? So we're constantly evolving. And as long as we're evolving in the positive direction, like you said, we'll always be okay. You know, things will always work out in the end. Ellen, thank you so much for sharing your story, for being so candid and honest with
us. I'm
sorry
about earlier. It's just that I didn't want to touch that person.
No problem. Of course.
So I lost my train of thought. Like I got lost because I don't know how to explain it. Like, oh, how do I explain it without
compromising another person? Yeah, I get it. And you know what? I respect your privacy. And we should all understand that what happens in a relationship stays in a relationship. But maybe what we can take out of it are the lessons. And, you know, like you said, you know, everything that you learned that will make you get into relationships where you really feel.
Yeah, although I'm really like thinking about it and I'm really grateful that it happened, because if it didn't happen, like I think I would still be the same person, same unconscious person who doesn't really love herself.
That's the thing.
He taught me how to love myself. So I am very grateful for that.
Sometimes the people who hurt us are the ones who inspire us the most in our life, or who are the catalyst for the changes, positive changes. Yeah. So we can thank those people in our life instead of, you know, All right. Thank you so much, Ellen. If you would not mind sharing your socials with our audience, I'm sure a lot of people might want to follow you and to, you know, stay in contact with you.
Okay. Yes, I only have Instagram, and that's maria.elena with one L dot Adarna. And that's it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. What a journey down memory lane. Can you believe it's been 3.5 years? And it's still so relevant today. Now, as we wrap up this throwback episode, let's take a moment to reflect on the incredible insights and transformations we've witnessed. We revisited the power of manifestations and one woman's journey to finding true love with Ellen Adarna's remarkable story. From spontaneous soulmate manifestations to whirlwind romances, it's clear that love is a force that can transform your life. But this episode wasn't just about Ellen's love story. It was about the journey it sparked within each of us. It's a reminder that finding love isn't just about chance encounters. It's about believing in ourselves and our worthiness to receive love and taking action on that. If this episode with Ellen inspired you in any way or gave you hope to find your one true love, then tag me at Sanaya Gurnamal, the podcast at Project Loving Myself, and tag Ellen too to let her know. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and share this episode with anyone who needs a little extra love and encouragement. In quotes today from R.H. Sin is, "Your soulmate will be the stranger you recognize." Now imagine what it would feel like to meet that stranger and think, "Well, there you are. I've been waiting for you, and now you're here." Wouldn't that be the moment that makes all the work you did worth it? So go ahead and take that step towards claiming the love that is already yours. And until next time, keep shining your beautiful light and spreading love wherever you go. You are loved. Bye now.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.